KNXZ, KM4NAP.
KK4NXZ.
Good morning.
Good morning. What you know good?
Friend.
That sound like you're on a handheld.
I'm in my Prius. I don't know if my antenna got knocked off or not. I don't think it did. But I didn't physically look at it. I got a magnetic mount, and that thing would get knocked off occasionally by some low-hanging limbs over on New Hope Road where a storm had come through. And there has been a doggone bamboo, big old bamboo, laid over just about 7 feet high. It's gone now, but that thing would knock that antenna off. My wife drove the car one day, and I guess the antenna got knocked off. She threw it in the back seat, and I never knew it. And I knocked for about 3 days later, because I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear anybody. Man, I had that thing turned up to 50 watts trying to get out, and I was probably frying my brain.
Because I ain't got no brain to fry, but I feel your pain about the antennas getting knocked off. I tell you, especially when it's raining, I might as well just go ahead and take it off and lay it in the back seat.
Man, I got a little short antenna, but it's mainly for the handheld. It's too much trouble to try to hook up to this radio. But I ought to keep a handheld in the car just for emergency with that small magnetic antenna. Just for emergency.
Make a stubby antenna for 2 meter.
Do.
How good are they?
We have used one, so I don't know.
On my unmarked patrol car, I had a stubby, and it did fairly well.
Well, as close as I am to the repeater, it would probably do fine.
About as I am, I don't think it'd do any good.
I have trouble with that thing way down that way, but who knows. Well, did you do any DXing yesterday?
Listened and heard some guys speaking Spanish, but as far as doing any DX, and I didn't. I got up early last night and faintly heard a guy up in Australia, but he never did come up strong enough for me to get his call sign or give him a call.
Yesterday, and I was wore out. I ate dinner. Of course, I watched Oak Island and Civil War, or not Civil War, World War II Gold. Have you seen that one?
I recorded, hadn't looked at it yet. I'm waiting on that Civil War Gold to come back on.
Yeah, I know it. Those guys are pretty cool.
I hadn't found any around here.
Something that somebody had took bricks and painted them gold and throwed them in around that one particular site there where I think they had some rail car rubbish. But I guess they knew they were going to be looking for gold. I don't know, but that's kind of weird unless I don't know if they dated those bricks or not.
Could have painted them and was shipping them as the real McCoy. And then when they found out they fixed to get caught, that's when they dumped them.
So that's what of course, you would know that a brick and gold are not the same just by weight, because gold's extremely dense. But it's just somebody was doing something there to fool somebody. And I think on the show, they never put it together that that might have been from the Civil War era.
Oh, that they wouldn't allow anybody to see it until it reached its final destination for verification. So I'm just wondering, somebody didn't rip somebody off and they knew they were going to get caught.
Could have been true. But you know there was something to that. Just the fact of the way they built that railroad and then had all that money out of nothing to start those lumber yards and stuff.
Something there somewhere. They come up with some money somewhere. But I wouldn't mind finding me a couple hundred gold double eagles.
I can see us sitting back, cooking some Dutch oven stuff, relaxing, counting your gold eagles.
I give each one of the boys one, and then the rest will go up for auction, and then we just sit back and retire.
It'd be neat, you know, it's almost like the guys at Oak Island, you know, sure, finding gold would be awesome. But it's the hunt that's the thrill, is the hunt.
Definitely. When I take that metal detector out, I'm on the hunt. Usually wind up with nothing but junk. But to me, it's just, what am I going to find next?
That's a lot of fun, too.
One spot I gotta go check with that metal detector. It was ringing silver, and I didn't have nothing to dig with, and I need to go back and check it.
Wow. I'd have found a stick or something. I was hoping to find some coins down there at that old steel site, and you know, who knows what's down that area.
Right, no telling what's down there. Nor my luck, I get to digging and wind up with a skull.
Told the, this guy gave me this name of this fella. I won't mention him. He said if there's a moonshine still up there, he knows about it. And so he gave me his number. And I called the gentleman, told him who I was, told him where I lived, and asked him if he knew anything about a steel up in that area. And he goes, well, I don't know nothing about no steel. And I said, well, I'm just trying to get the history on it to find out what years it operated. And he goes, where are you at? And so I told him, and he goes, you go down this way, you cross Little Creek, and it's up there on the right in a hollow. And I said, that's it, that's it, that's exactly where it's at. He goes, I don't know nothing about it. And that was it. That's all the information he'd give me. So he knows, and he let me know he knows, but he ain't gonna tell me.
What make you think it belonged to him?
Yep, there's been wilderness for years, decades. There is an old place in back behind me, off-grid place, and ain't got no electricity, got outhouse. It's built right next to a waterfall, so that's where they get the water, water pressure. But that's a pretty cool place. But other than that, there's nothing back up in there. And I'm sure they were doing moonshine up there.
Friday. Oh, I feel sure. There used to be a cabin somewhere back up in there that some law enforcement officers owned, and they used to go up there on weekends sometime when they were off on weekends and cook out and have a good time.
Be it, I don't know. This has been in, I think, three doctors, or one doctor or one professor. I can't remember if I knew they were, one of them, it was either doctor or professor, bought a bunch of land up there and then split it with two other friends who were doctors or professors at one of the colleges. I don't know if it was Clemson. I'm not sure. But it was somewhere local. And I've got one of those men's parcels of land. And there's two more up there. One just got sold. And then there's another one up there, which it's all straight up the mountain. I don't know if there's any build sites on that thing or not, but it's been tied up for a good while back into the 70s.
It's one of my buddies that used to go up there. Ask him where it's at.
The same street address as mine as far as the street.
Used to go up there, there was no houses or anything around, so that might be it. I'll find out.
It well could be. It's a neat place, man. That's a little small place. It's probably 800 square feet on the inside. It's got a big screened-in porch. Right there by the waterfall. It's just, you hear that going all the time. It's pretty peaceful back up in there.
You had the money to buy.
Yeah, it just got sold. My neighbor bought it. And, well, she said I could stay in it anytime I wanted to. They've been doing some work down there. Did a bunch of cleanup. And they put a new deck on it where you enter into it. That thing had rotted off. But I plan on taking the grand boys up there at some point and doing a camp over one night with them.
Definitely need to take metal detector with you.
There was a bunch of junk up there. But still, you're right. I do need to take it up, which I can go up there anytime with a metal detector.
Around the front door, back door, inside of the house, you know, you might find you some coins.
Got me hankering for this weekend now.
Let's see, day Friday, tomorrow Saturday.
You got my daughter, her husband, and three kids. They're coming up tomorrow. He's wanting to do some shooting. I got to paint a metal. I got a couple of metal plates, target plates across the holla that we normally shoot from the porch. I got to go paint those. You can't hardly see them things. But, I don't know what we'll end up doing.
The project for the grandbabies.
I did that with them. I throwed some coins out on the ground and put a little bit of sand on them and let them, you know, shorten that thing up and let them do that. They seemed to have liked it.
Oh, just about every one of mine's got the itch for it. That's in front of my house this morning.
What's going on?
Telling. For mine, Cody, he's going to go fishing with a friend of his tomorrow. His friend's daddy's got a boat and they're going to go out and see what they can catch.
Well, what are they fishing for?
Cody, anything it bites.
For some small brim. Then I catch them, stick them on a bigger hook, flick them things out for some catfish.
Enjoy fishing, but I got burned out on it.
Never caught enough fish to get burned out on fishing. I don't get to go nearly what I want to go, but you know, I got an extended, expanded family now, and I try to see them as much as I can, which you know how that goes.
I do. You're not telling me nothing I don't already know. But see, I got burned out from not catching anything.
The beauty of my fishing experience is I don't have to catch it. It's just getting out, getting away, just some time to talk with the Lord or conversate with good friends and just to be out. I love being out in God's creation. And now don't get me wrong, I go fishing. I plan on catching fish, but if I don't, I still have a good day.
Out in the woods, I like being out there by myself. Of course, when I go to head that way to be by myself, I get in trouble. They always say, you don't need to be going in them woods by yourself. But I like to get back in the woods and just sit down and just watch the animals.
I told you about that white squirrel I had down there.
Remember if you told me or not.
Down just behind the house in the hollow, and I had a bear run through, and squirrels galore, man. If I ever ran hungry, I'd go down there and sit in that stand. There must be literally 30 squirrels right there around that stand. But anyway, up on the ridge, there was a white squirrel, solid white. And I got a chance to see, you know, all the squirrels started yapping and barking, and I thought they spotted me, and I was just focused on that white squirrel, and that white squirrel jumped up on a stump, and all those squirrels are going crazy, and that white squirrel was looking around, and then out of the corner of my eye, I see this hawk flying sideways through the woods, headed for that white squirrel, another split second, and that squirrel would have been toast. It jumped down into that log, or that stump. That stump was hollowed out. It jumped down into that stump, and that bird flew around and landed in a tree right near me. And it saw my movement and took off. That was one fun little...
I would have really enjoyed something like that happening. Now, I've got a couple of hawks that circle around the house up here, and I'll whistle and they'll whistle back at me.
Yeah, I mean, I begged my wife to come out and just sit. I said, we don't have to hunt, just come out and sit and watch what happens on a morning hunt in the woods. It's just, I've seen fox, I've just had a lot of critters come through. That's a main thoroughway right there in that hollow for a bunch of different types of animals. But yeah, nothing but fun. Ed, I'm destinated. I got to jump out and get to work. I got something I got to do first thing this morning. I want you to have a good day. Enjoy your coffee. Get some rest. Make a long distance connection. And if you get a chance, drink some of that tea. Do it and enjoy it. And we'll catch up with you probably Monday. KK4NXE, we're going to be sending 7-3s your way and clear on your final.
Good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard. And when you need more of that tea, let me know. I have plenty for both of us. So I'll be catching you Monday, hopefully, if I don't get done real early. So KK4NXE, KM4NAP, sending 7-3s. Have a good day, my friend.